Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, welcome to our bonus episode this week.
Mm-hmm. We are so excited. We have Nadia on today, and we couldn't be more thrilled. She was definitely one of my favorites when watching Indian Matchmaking. We're so lucky that she agreed to come on and be part of our bonus content between our seasons 1 and 2.
So right now we're working on getting season 2 underway, and so in the meantime, we just wanted to share this with you all. And the conversation we have with Nadia is around her dating life, around her preferences, anything post-show related, or just questions during the show. So it's really funny, really insightful. She's very sweet and down to earth. So as Farheen said, we're happy to have talked to her.
It's pretty exciting to hear her behind the scenes takes and hear about, you know, all of the ways she ended up on the show and her takeaways and how she feels about how she was portrayed. So yeah, she answers all of our questions about her experience, and we hope you guys love this episode. We are going to be doing things a little bit differently. We'll release this episode here on the podcast page, but also we will release the unedited video call that we had with Nadia where we interviewed her. If you want to see this interview instead of listen to it, you can do that on our Instagram. We will post that entire video on our IGTV. Enjoy, and we will catch you in season 2.
This is Podvocative.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome to our show. We are so, so, so excited to have you. I'm fangirling a little bit right now.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
So just want to start out by asking, how did you get on the show?
Yeah, so the dance company that I'm with, we get casting emails for random projects all the time. And my girlfriend, who was in charge of the email server or whatever the address, forwarded me the casting email. And she was like, you should do this. And it was like, are you a single South Asian millennial? And I was like, yeah, I am. and so that was kind of it. I sat on it for a little while and I was like, okay, do I really want to do this? Like the flyer looked fake. Like I didn't even think it was real. And then I was like, you know what? I have like nothing to lose. Let me just apply. And so it was just like, send a picture of yourself, answer 3 questions or whatever. And that's it. I had like 2 casting calls at the time. And then they just went radio silent for like 6 months. And so they called me 6 months later and they were like, hey, are you still single? Do you want to be a part of this? And I was like, sure. And then I just had to go through a few other like screening tests and things like that, background check, et cetera. And here I am. Here we are. The rest is history.
So what, I mean, when you were starting out, like what were your initial thoughts going into it when they started filming? You know, was it something that kind of made you nervous or were you excited to jump in?
Well, like I said, I thought it was fake. So until they like showed up at my house, I was like, okay. And then I was like, okay, until I see this on TV, like, is this real? Cause like at any moment, all of these shows can get cut. So I was like, I'm not going to like get my hopes up that like, it's going to be something unless I really know. But going into like the dates, it was exciting, but also like, okay, it's just a date, but there's a camera in my face and, you know, it's whatever. I felt comfortable, but I don't know. At the same time, I was like, maybe I can find someone through this. Like, who knows? So I was hopeful, but yeah, it was definitely a strange feeling.
Yeah, I can totally imagine. Were the cameras ever like a deterrent? I know you said they were in your face. Did you get used to them? And like, what was the filming process like?
I think, I mean, the first, it was probably like the first like 5 minutes where I was just like, it's weird, like having the camera, like at some points it was literally like behind me, like, you know, shooting my date. So that was like a little strange, but otherwise the camera was fine. Like I honestly didn't really think much of it. I had done in front of camera work before, so it felt natural to just be myself. But I guess the process, the one thing like of the, like, I guess behind the scenes process was like, lighting takes so long. So like they would come in, they'd be like, okay, we have to light the scene. And then they like would light everything. And I was like, how did that take that long? But then you like see it on camera and you're like, wow. It's, I mean, visually, I mean, obviously you guys saw the show. It was just absolutely stunning. And so I thought they did an amazing job with that.
So just logistically, like what did the timeline look like? How long were you filming? When did filming start? And because I know you were only in the first like few episodes.
Mm-hmm. This was filmed all last year. My part was from May through basically what was October. It was like the last week of September. And so that was like kind of my little segment, but I mean, they were obviously traveling around and filming everybody else. I'm not sure exactly when they started, but everything I believe wrapped like end of last year or like very, very, very early of this year.
I didn't realize it was all of last year, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they went back and forth to India like a few times. And then from us, like we obviously they were with me, they were in Texas with Aparna and Vyasar. Then like we went to Chicago when I was with Shaker. So they were like traveling around a lot.
Do you travel with like the camera crew and like the makeup crew and stuff? Like what was your travel looking like?
We didn't have a makeup person. So my face was my face. I didn't really travel. They really came to me. The only time was when we were in Chicago and they were already there. So I just met them there, or me and my mom.
So do you feel like the show represented your journey and you the way you would have wanted? Did it represent you accurately?
Yeah, 100%. I think what everybody saw was me being me. You saw me laughing, you saw me crying, you saw me at work, you saw me at a wedding, you saw me with my family. And so that's just me. I think, like I said, I felt very comfortable in front of the camera, so I didn't feel like I had to like put up a front of any kind. So yeah, I thought that they did a really great job in capturing that.
You know, I guess I would be curious because I feel like there's this perception around reality TV and what's real and what's not. Do you like, was everything represented around you real, around the people that you met, around the dates that you had, you know, the emotions and the conversations, like was all of that really authentic?
Yeah. There was the only thing we had to engage with the other person was kind of like why you chose to use a matchmaker, what made you use a matchmaker. Otherwise, everything was us. That was actually us on dates, meeting for the first time. And, you know, just our very raw, like kind of emotions. And so them, you know, obviously you can't have like a 3-hour date in a, you know, 40-minute episode. So, you know, obviously things were cut, but yeah, that was the only thing that we like had to talk about, or that we were asked to talk about.
Yeah. I have like a logistical question. So like you're on the dates and then you have these like interview moments afterward where you're kind of reflecting and they sort of intersperse that with the date. So when do those interviews happen and when are you answering those questions? And is it like very quickly after the date when you've had time to like reflect, or is it immediate?
So the kind of like confessionals right after were right after the date. So we would finish the date and then they'd be like, okay, wait right here. And then we would go, we would film, like they would take one of us, they would film our reaction, then they would swap us and film the next person's reaction. And it was like very immediate right after.
I always love those because I'm literally always thinking like, what is she thinking during this? And then they like insert like a thought bubble and I'm like,
Yeah. No, I love those too. Like seeing how it came out. Obviously, I knew what I said, but I never knew what the other person had said. So it was definitely really interesting to see that for me too.
Were you surprised by any of it? Like anything that people had said in their own confessionals about you?
I didn't know that Guru was so upset that I ordered a mimosa at lunch or at brunch. And I was like,
that part was so funny.
Like a little shocked by that. I was like, okay, I have like maybe two mimosas like at brunch. And I was like, okay,
like
what
most normal thing. Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I didn't realize that like that was such a big deal or that was like said on his part. But I mean, it is what it is. I wanted my mimosa and I got one. So
that's so funny. So when you initially told your parents that you were going to be on this, and I know your mom was on the show with you, what was their reaction to coming on?
My parents, like, bless their souls, I come to them with like crazy ideas all the time. So for them, when I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like do this Netflix thing, they were like, what? And the first time they actually came, I mean, I said it on the show, was actually only 3 weeks after my parents had their kidney transplant. So my mom, that was like the first time she had put real clothes on, makeup on, and was around people since the surgery. My dad, unfortunately, couldn't be a part of that first like go around with them because he literally had to be like quarantined before it was cool. And he was able to join us like for another time when they came and be a part of it. But my parents are like very supportive. So they were just like, here we go.
So, you know, I think in the show we saw like you were presented with all of these matches and all of these men, and then you got to choose. So what did that process actually look like? And, you know, how much time did Simonti spend getting to know you? And were you actually really happy with the matches that she brought you? Do you feel like she was understanding your preference as well?
Yeah. So what you guys saw, like she literally came to my house, sat, spoke to my family, and we chatted. We had lunch. We like spoke a few times, even on the phone before. She had all of my like audition film, all of my questionnaires, all of my everything that I gave to the show, like she also had. And, you know, that kind of gave her a good insight into who I was. I believe they also spoke to like, we had to do a psych like analysis. I think she also spoke to them. And so when she came, she showed me the three matches literally like consecutively as you saw. And I sat with my mom and my aunt and we talked about it and we were just like, okay, cool. And then, you know, I decided like how I wanted to see them. And that was it. Yeah. I'd ranked Guru first. Cause I was like, oh, he's half Guyanese. Like, you know, he was like the front runner at that point. And then, to answer the second part of your question, I think I understand why she chose each match for me. And on paper, I could see what she was bringing or what they brought to the table or to compliment me or what I told her that I was looking for. So I get that. But again, like after meeting somebody and if the chemistry is there or not there, like that's a whole other story. They can look great on paper, but yeah.
So had you used dating apps before and how did this compare? Because I know you said like, obviously someone can look good on paper. You don't know how that translates. And I feel like that's really how I've experienced dating apps. So kind of like, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I've tried I was on the apps. I was having my friends introduce me, family introduce me, whoever. But like nothing was working. So I hadn't used a matchmaker before. And honestly, using a matchmaker is kind of like a personalized app. You know, you put your same like filters or criteria to the matchmaker and they spit out, you know, whatever algorithm like she uses, and she brings you the matches. And so it's, I guess, similar in that way, because, you know, you input your preferences and then the output is somebody that you can date. And similar to, you know, swiping and seeing them on the app, you just read their profile and you see their photo and you decide whether or not you want to go out with them. So it's pretty much the same thing. It's just that you would hope if they are spending the money for a matchmaker that they might be a little bit more serious in their intention of being in a relationship rather than, you know, on an app if it's just like hookup culture or whatever. But yeah, I think that was like the biggest difference for me, was that I was hoping that, you know, there was serious candidates.
Yeah, that makes sense. What were the reactions of your community? Like, did you watch the show when it aired, like with your friends? What did your parents think of, or your family think of, when they watched the show? Like, how was that when it aired?
I watched the show by myself. I woke up at 5 a.m. The day it aired. It actually technically aired at like 3 a.m. Like in New York or in Jersey, Eastern time. And I was like, I don't need to wake up at 3. I can wake up at 5. And so I woke up at 5. And I already had like 200 messages on my phone. And I was just like, I cannot even look at my phone because I don't know what is going to be on the camera or on the show. And so I just sat down, started watching. I watched it by myself. That was Thursday. Friday night, I had my friends come over. Saturday night, I watched with my family and like two of our family friends. And everyone was just like, oh my God, like, you know, everyone was so excited. Nobody, you know, was shocked or like in any way, because they were just like, you would do something like this. And so it was just really cool. But I think the larger community, you know, since the show's aired, I've gotten the craziest, sweetest, like kindest messages from people, you know, who are Indian, but not from India. And they're, you know, sharing their stories with me and telling me how much they can relate. And so I think the greater community benefited probably more from it than my like immediate circle.
That's amazing to hear, because that you provided that representation. And I have a best friend, or like a really good friend growing up in high school, that was Guyanese. So I knew of the culture, but I only knew friends that watched the show that were like, I didn't even know of this culture. And so it was really cool to see that being represented. For sure. Did you expect the show to be such a hit and for it to be so wide reaching?
I did not, honestly. I was like, who is going to watch this? Like, A, it's like very specifically Indian. And then B, it's about matchmaking. And yes, matchmaking happens in other cultures in, you know, a variety of ways. But I was just like, oh, I don't know. But then like COVID happened and people were dying for content and really eager to watch things. And I think one of the universal kind of themes that it was about finding love. And I think it was kind of lighthearted and, you know, something to take people's mind off of the terrible situation that, you know, we're all kind of living through at home right now. And so I feel like that was probably, you know, those things compounded on each other were probably some of the reasons why it took off the way it did.
Yeah. And I think in the South Asian community in particular, like dating is sometimes like a taboo topic.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Like, it's not something we often share, like with our families and stuff. Did you feel that when you were on the show? Like, was it weird for, you know, your parents to watch you going through the process and going through sort of the range of emotions associated with that? Because I feel like it's one thing to tell your parents that you're dating and another thing for them to watch you do it.
Yeah. Well, I remember like the first time I watched it with my mom, she saw that I was like pouring the wine when Vinay and I were on a date, and she was like, that's a heavy pour. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, okay. And then like also on like our little GoPro, when Vinay like recorded us kissing, I was like, why would you do this? I got so mad. I actually didn't want to do that. And then the fact that like we did it and then it like aired was like, so that was so awkward for me. I literally was like, please don't do this, because there's a chance it could be on there. And I was like, I don't want to like people seeing me kiss somebody else. Like, and it was so awkward. That's why it like looked more awkward than it than it was. But yeah, I think my parents are cool. I don't think there was anything like bad that was like said or anything that was done. That was probably the one like awkward moment where I was just like, oh, fast forward this. But otherwise it was fine.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I think that's like the only kiss, right, that was on the show. And so I was even watching it with my parents, and even just watching it, I was like, I don't see it. Like, and it wasn't even me.
Yeah. And then like I met, I'm like, oh my God, the whole world saw this awkward thing. And then like, yeah, it was very weird.
Did you have any agency on like, so I know you said like you didn't know that it would air or would it air. Could you tell the producers like, hey, can you cut this thing out? Or you had no agency on it?
I'm sure if I was like I felt very strongly about something and I asked nicely, maybe they would do it because this is my real life. And, you know, my life goes on after this and my, you know, reputation is like kind of on the line. So if there was something that we like really wanted, I'm sure they would have worked with us. But then at the same time, like, I don't know if they would even care. I don't know.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the only thing. And I didn't even think, I was just like, all right, whatever. And then when it's there, I was like, oh. So, yeah.
So would you now, looking back, use a matchmaker again in the future, even if it wasn't part of a show?
It's not off the table, but I would definitely want to comb through the matches more closely, because matching me with someone who's a vegetarian and a vegan and doesn't drink probably isn't, you know, foundation for a good start. So I think that would probably be something I would make sure was screened a little bit more closely. But otherwise, yeah, I'm not opposed to using a matchmaker again.
So, you know, what is your love life look like now, assuming since you said you would use a matchmaker again? Have you dated anyone since the show? Have people reached out to you interested in dating you since seeing you on TV?
My DMs are absolutely bonkers right now. Since the show aired, I have not been able to get to the bottom of them. Like, it is just constantly 99 plus, and I cannot. There's no physical amount of time to be able to answer everybody. So yeah, proposals, boys, girls, everybody around the world, moms emailing me being like, here's my son. Like, I loved you and your family, like blah, blah, blah. Swear on my LinkedIn. I was like, LinkedIn is a professional networking site, people. And then like literally almost 1,000 friend requests on LinkedIn. And I was like, are you joking? You guys just saw my entire life on the show. And like, now you got to go to my LinkedIn. I was like, leave it to a brown person to be like, what does she do for work? So yeah, it's just been insane. But I mean, COVID hasn't done any of us any favors for dating. So that's that.
Would you consider entertaining any of the proposals that are in your inbox?
There are a few where I'm like, okay, like my cousin told me about this one guy who's in Toronto, and I literally opened my like inbox to go message him, and then he was already there. And I was like, wow. But otherwise, like, unless it was a person that I could like have a reference for, I would not consider that, because there's a lot of creepers in the world.
So are you still looking for someone with similar culture, or are you open?
I'm open to anyone. I was always open. I've only really dated Indian guys. Although my first boyfriend in high school in ninth grade, Drew Logan, bless his soul, he was this like burly Italian man. That didn't work out. Yeah, otherwise, like, I've only dated Indian guys, but I'm open to all cultures and people. It's just finding somebody who kind of already understands why I do certain things or how I do certain things is just a little bit easier, but I'm not writing anybody off.
Do you think there's a reason why people, especially I think South Asian people, choose to date so much within their own communities and choose to stick so closely within, you know, their culture? And was your experience different when you dated outside of the community?
I do understand why people do. Like I said, it's kind of that ease and comfort of somebody understanding you. I'm like, I guess, stubborn in that fact where like it obviously hasn't worked with a brown guy, because every brown guy's like, I only want to marry a Gujarati girl. Or, I only want to marry this kind of girl or this kind of girl. And I'm like, okay. And even one point my mom was like, you should probably stop dating brown guys because it's not working. And I was like, Mom, I guess haven't learned my lesson yet. And so I just keep trying and maybe thinking that someone's going to be open-minded enough to want to get to know me and be like, okay, it's okay that you're Guyanese. There's so many other things that, you know, we have in common.
Did you feel like any sense of discrimination on the show? Because I know even in one of her confessionals, Sima Antu was like, oh, I'm going to match her with this guy because he's Guyanese. Like, do you ever feel like she like took that really heavily into consideration when, you know, deciding who to match you with or how to pair you? Or do you feel like that resulted in, you know, any type of different treatment toward you on the show?
I would like to think not. I think it was a nice coincidence that Guru was also half Guyanese. I mean, even from hearing like her one comment, like Nadia is Guyanese, so she won't have a lot of options. And it was like, okay, cool. Like that's, you know, story of my life. But also like, it was weird to hear that from her rather than from a guy. And also reinforced the fact that people are so closed off to the reach of India that they don't even want to take a second to be like, oh, wait, maybe she's more similar to us than we thought. Or like, oh, wait, maybe this is actually not that different. I would hope that it didn't affect, but I mean, I'm sure it did a little bit.
Looking back, is there any significant things that you would do differently and now have your preferences changed, or are you looking for something specifically or something different?
I would say maybe, yeah, like making sure our eating and drinking preferences align, but otherwise nothing, I would not do anything differently.
Perfect. Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun. We had a lot of listener engagement when we announced that you were going to be on. So we'll kick off some listener questions. So Sana Panjwani wants to know, dating can be a confidence booster, but also a confidence breaker in a lot of situations. So how did you remain happy and positive? Because we did see a lot of that on the show and then also saw you get emotional at some points too.
Yeah. So I actually had read this book. It's called It's Just a Date. And it really just explains that like going into a first date is like not the end of the world. Like it's just a date. It's just two humans going to a mutual location, either sharing a meal or getting a drink or doing an activity. And like, if you marry this person, that's great. And if you don't, like, that's great too. And it's okay. And so it really changed my perspective on dating because I feel like people just put so much pressure on themselves to like be this person or be some type of way or be, you know, put up this front, but like, that's not real. And also I'd say that book helped me a lot. And then the second thing, like I said on the show, was like, I go in with like very low expectations. Otherwise I just get disappointed. And I feel like that's kind of maybe what happens to other people as well, but they just don't maybe recognize it as that. And so, yeah, that definitely helps.
Love those tips. I think that'll help a lot of listeners because I feel like everyone has similar frustrations. Hina Somani asks, was Sima Antu a snake?
Honestly, I probably got along best with Sima because so she reminded me of my dance teacher growing up. So like, I felt very close to her, like right off the bat. And then, I mean, I even said on the show too, I was like, I feel like you're my aunt who like came to just, you know, match me. So yeah, I mean, I really liked her. There was definitely some controversy with some of the other cast members and with her. But for my experience, I did not feel that way.
Shaina Bunwadia and Sana Imran want to know, how has your life changed since the show aired?
Changed a lot. Well, one, my DMs are blowing up, literally. Two, like, I became I'm going to use very, very, very heavy quotes on this, like an influencer almost overnight. I don't know how to do content. I don't know how to engage with people on social. So that's like a very strange thing. I've gotten recognized a lot. I went to the dentist 2 days after, like I have braces right now, right? And so I went to the orthodontist, the same dentist/orthodontist I've been going to my entire life. And like, they're like, oh my God, Nadia. And I was like, I've literally been coming here for the last 20 years. And now you want to say, oh my God, Nadia. But yeah, like things like that. I mean, I was in New York City. These random girls start screaming my name and I'm like looking, they're like, Nadia, Nadia. And I'm like looking for like my friend or, you know, somebody that I know. And it's like these three girls in their fire escape being like, oh my God, hi, we loved you. And then like, I got messages. I got like other people just being like, hey, great job on the show. So like that kind of stuff is very strange. I had someone show up at my house, which was like a little scary. They literally rang my doorbell and were like my mom answered the door and was like, they were like, oh, does Nadia live here? And my mom was like, who are you? And he's like, oh, I just recognized your house. So I like want to come say hi. So my parents stepped up the security at home. That's for sure. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely been kind of changes all around.
That sounds so scary. Oh my God.
Yeah. That was like the only super creepy moment, you know, men in my DMs also being creeps, but like they don't show up at my house. So that's okay. But like, yeah, that one was definitely like a little strange.
Suman Himani asks, did Vinay ever hit you up again?
He has messaged me one time since the show came out, but I have not responded because we are not friends. We weren't friends before this and we aren't friends now. And so I don't really feel the need to respond.
Alaya wants to know, how was the matchmaking experience for you?
I mean, I thought it was great. I understand why she chose each of the matches for me. I liked kind of the personalized filters that I was able to give her. I don't see it much different than you know, dating or swiping on an app, but except for, you know, the actual like human factor of it. But otherwise, yeah, I think I had a good experience with it.
Zahir Keshwani asks, was the show edited to remove a lot of context?
Context, I can't speak to. I wasn't the show editor, but they were filming with us for days and days and days. You can't fit that much into, you know, 8 hours on the show. So yeah, obviously things were removed.
Zahir Keshwani asks, did you ever meet Aparna, or I guess as an add-on, anyone else that was on the show?
I never met them in person. No. I mean, COVID kind of stopped us all from traveling. I actually didn't know of any of the other cast members. I knew of Aparna through Shaker, but I didn't know of anybody else.
Did you reach out to anyone, like any of the other cast members, or did anyone reach out to you?
Aparna had reached out to me maybe like a day or two before the show came out. And then once it aired and we saw who everyone was, then we all kind of like connected on Instagram. And then we started like a Facebook group with just us. So a bunch of us are in touch and it's kind of cool.
So Inara asks, do you think other women on the show with tougher personalities than you were treated differently and told they were being too stubborn and you were favored because you were sweet?
You can definitely see a different dynamic. I don't know. I can't speak to everybody else's experience just from seeing it. Like I can't even judge because like I said, it's just a small clip of what happened. I just know for myself, being nice is never a bad thing. So that's just kind of how I live.
And our last question is, what is next for you?
I can't even tell you what I'm having for dinner tonight. Like I have literally been doing this like one day at a time. I have two projects that are in the works that I'm hoping that will come out by the end of the year, which is very quickly approaching. So we'll see on that timeline. Yeah, I can't really share many other details other than that. As of now, it's just working, weddings, and trying to get through my DMs.
One day you'll hit the bottom of that 99.
I'm hoping.
Awesome. So that ends our questions and all the listener questions. So this last portion, so it'll be really like random questions that we'll ask. And okay. Just tell us the first thing that pops up in your mind. You'll have 90 seconds to answer 12 questions.
Okay.
Okay, ready, set, go.
What is your favorite form of potato?
Waffle fries.
What's your favorite holiday?
My birthday. It's Pearl Harbor Day.
What's something you should do, but you probably won't get around to?
Cleaning my bathroom today.
What is your go-to order at your favorite restaurant?
Moscow Mules, usually. Anywhere I go, always a go-to.
If you were an inanimate object, what would you be?
A planner.
Window or aisle?
Window.
If you could raid one person's closet, whose would it be?
Chrissy Teigen.
At what age did you learn the most about yourself?
I don't know, every age.
What TV sitcom family would you be a member of?
Modern Family, so the Dunphys.
What compliment do you like receiving the most?
You're beautiful.
Last book you read?
I'm still reading Interpreter of Maladies.
Awesome. Okay, so that was 11 out of 12. And then we can ask you the last question.
Sure.
So this one's kind of funny because you are famous. But if you're famous, what would you be famous for?
going on dates in public with the camera around.
Well, thank you so much for doing this and for coming on. We had so much fun, and obviously we just saw you on TV, so had no clue what to expect, but you are just as wonderful in real life.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, this was so fun.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.